Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's catch-up...
Have you ever been so excited you just couldn't sleep? Yes, you have. We've got your calls coming up.
Justin Hamilton went and saw Trainspotting 2 and has a review just for you.
And hang on to your isobars, where the chat is storming your way soon.
Oh, Greg the producer. Wow, another one. Fabulous. Greg the producer writes these for us. It's just well done.
Nonna's love Lisa and Pete, and Lisa and Pete love Nonna's cooking. Made fresh now at your nearest pasta cup. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
We want to know when you were so excited that you just couldn't sleep. The Nintendo Switch launches tomorrow.
Let me explain for you, because you're having a hard time breathing when you try to explain.
Please.
Not unlike when Feminem got dragged up on stage the other night with Adele and sang with her and was so excited he wasn't able to sleep that night. Pete is excited today in anticipation tomorrow, a new console, a box that you plug your Nintendo controller into is coming out. It's been upgraded, and a new game about Zelda along with it.
It's actually about Link.
How about that? Oh?
But it's called The Legend of Zelda, but it's about a character called Link.
Right.
Anyway, we'll move on. We've got Brody in Warnborough. When's the last time you were so excited that you just couldn't sleep, Brody?
It was for me when I first time I went to Queenstown on my own, and I went bungee jumping.
Oh,
now, was this pre-bungee jumping couldn't sleep or post-bungee jumping couldn't sleep?
Afterwards I was fine, and I think getting to the bridge and jumping off, it was fine. But the night before, I literally had my stomach in my mouth thinking, I want to get back out tenfold.
I would think that afterwards, there is no sleep like the sleep of a man who jumped off a bridge and survived. I mean, that's a good night's sleep. But ahead of time, what a beautiful place to do it.
Oh, it's so picturesque. And while you're just hanging there for a moment, it's beautiful.
As beautiful upside down as it is for the right way up. Thanks, Brody.
Janet in Hammersley, the last time you were so excited you just couldn't sleep.
Travelling from Darwin to Adelaide on the GARD. They took us, we got off in Alice Springs and we had a day in Alice Springs. And then all these buses came and they took us out to the middle of nowhere to the old Telegraph station.
Yeah.
And we walked in and there were lights on the beautiful old ghost gums. And there were big round tables with white tablecloth, crystal and metal cutlery.
Oh,
and we had
love
this magnificent meal. Mm. And there was a bush band playing. And we had, they had turned the spotlights off. And it was just stars for miles and miles.
I'm getting chills
hearing
this.
Magical.
I would love to do it.
And we went camel riding. That was really good too. So the whole night was just I call it our magical mystery tour.
I bet
and
it was.
It was amazing.
I bet.
Amazing. So go on the gun,
that's,
guys.
That's on my bucket list, that one. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
It actually sounds like you haven't slept since you went on the gun. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's been a day since we came back in August that we haven't actually mentioned the trip somehow.
Well, good stuff, Janet. Well done. Thanks. Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Kate in Henleybrook, the last time you were so excited you just couldn't sleep?
Hang on, 2 seconds, I'm at work.
No! All right.
Well, whenever you're ready, we'll just talk amongst ourselves.
Okay.
$11.10.
When you say you're at work, you're actually exchanging with the public.
What are they buying? Who is it?
I work in a news agency.
That's hilarious. That was a lotto ticket, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kay, when were you last so excited?
I'm getting, it's a surprise wedding tomorrow.
Oh.
And no one knows about it. I haven't slept all week, pretty much.
Your surprise wedding?
Yep. And not even my parents know. I've got no bridesmaids, nothing. It's just me.
What? So, okay, hang on. Presumably the groom knows, or is it a surprise for the groom as well? You're just going to rock up on his front door or something?
No, the groom knows.
Okay.
Right. Also, you guys have invited everyone over for a party and then you're going to spring the wedding on them.
Pretty much.
I love that. Apparently none of them listen to us, though.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'm so nervous now.
Oh, no, it'll be great. I love it.
Yeah,
really
and how good you work at a news agency with all those wedding magazines and stuff like that. Amazing. All right.
Have a great day, Kate.
Thank you.
Bye, Kate.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton, talking movies.
And now we're easing back into that other 11 months where we just go for the sheer hell of it, because the award season is pretty much done.
It's done. And this might be a movie that maybe makes a bit of a splash, definitely in the BAFTAs next year, I reckon. This is a movie that is a sequel to a movie that came out in 1996, a movie that was unlike anything we'd seen before, confronting and exhilarating, and that film was Trainspotting. And it was not only a massive hit culturally and historically, it launched some pretty big careers, including director Danny Boyle, Ewan McGregor, and hold on to your ovaries, Lisa, Johnny Lee Miller. There we go. Now the team are back together. In the sequel, which is simply called Trainspotting 2. Thank you, guys. We didn't need anything else. The needle back in. We don't need anything added like that. It's great. Mark Renton, McGregor, returns to Edinburgh 21 years after he stole money from his best friends. Renton is lost and wants to make amends with his friends, including Simon Sick Boy Williamson, who's Johnny Lee Miller, and Spud Ewan Bremner. Even if both men are uncertain about accepting Renton's amends. Yet when Francis Begbie, Robert Carlyle, returns from prison, maybe they won't have to worry about Renton being around for too long.
Choose life. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hope that someone, somewhere cares.
Missed you, mate.
I missed you too, Spud.
Choose looking up old flames, wishing you'd done it all differently.
Do you still take heroin?
No.
And choose watching history repeat itself. Choose reality TV, revenge porn, and smother the pain with an unknown dose of an unknown drug made in somebody's kitchen. And then take a deep breath.
I feel like all I've done is go out for some popcorn. and it's carried on from the first one.
Yeah. You know what? I was pretty suspicious of this sequel when it was first announced because I just wasn't certain if I wanted to return to those characters because, like, the movie's brilliant. Like, the original movie is, like, one of the greats, but none of the characters are the type of people you'd want to be hanging out with or really care about what they're doing now. Yet, I have to be honest, when I saw the trailer, I was surprised at how much it piqued my curiosity. So I went to see it on the weekend and I just thought it was great. And don't get me wrong, the characters are still horrific human beings, but the acting and directing is just so fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed catching up with these guys again. Ewan McGregor is fantastic. And you know my theory that the smaller budget the film, the more he shines.
Yeah.
And I desperately want to see McGregor and Colin Farrell in a movie made for $2 million. Like, I just think it would be the most amazing film ever. He's great. He looks amazing too. Quite sickening, to be honest. Not to be outdone, and you'll be rapt about this, Lisa, Johnny Lee Miller. Oh my God, he's still so handsome. Yeah. What's interesting about this, and I don't know how you'll feel about this, Lisa, you might really like this. There's an air of malice about him this time. You know, the type of malice that, you know, someone who maybe hasn't had his life turn out as well as he would have liked, but still trying to scam his way. And Johnny Lee Miller plays it so beautifully.
That pains me.
Oh, yeah, but he's so good. Robert Carlyle as Begbie, still terrifying. A couple of times he launches into a foul-mouthed rant of explosive anger that is, look, to be honest, mostly indecipherable, but it is so full of the potential of violence. You just sit there oscillating back and forth between going, well, that's kind of funny, and oh my Lord, please never let me meet anyone like that anywhere, anywhere, at any time. But you know who I thought the hero of the movie is Spud, played by Ewan Bremner. Spud has the clearest story arc, and you can see the potential for this sad character maybe do something the other three are incapable of, which is change. And I, for one, am suddenly thinking, well, I'd be quite happy to see another movie in 20 years' time to see what these idiots are up to in their 60s. I was so pleasantly surprised by this. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm giving Trainspotting 2 4 lusts for life out of 5.
The ladies and gentlemen of Perth, it is time. Everywhere you go, I always take the weather, the weather, the
weather, the weather, the weather, the weather. Because Perth loves to talk about the weather.
Oh, you know what? I've got to be honest with you, Lise. I have been sitting here since 4 o'clock this afternoon just thinking to myself, yeah, sure, you know, we want to ask that question. Sure, we want to do a Shore Report. Sure, we want to play First Word and give away some cash. But come on, man, can't we just talk about the weather?
Please, please, please. Please. I've been talking about the weather since I stepped outside last night at about 8:30 and thought, what is that? The sky's lighting up, but I hear nothing. I checked my hearing, and it was like a silent lightning storm. And then I went, you know, I put on Facebook, I'm loving this. This is better than what's on telly. And then for that ever so brief moment, I thought, I hope everyone else is seeing it. I hope this isn't just something I saw. It's not making any noise. Maybe it's just my eyes.
No.
But no, it was an amazing, beautiful nature show. Yeah, a show was. Put on by nature, I
and it
say.
Felt like it was just about all around us as well. Like, you know how usually you hear, okay, there's a storm to the south, it's over the Scarp or something. But driving home last night, it was like, okay, behind you, to the left,
yeah, well,
in front
of
you.
Yeah, well, I was looking to the north.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, excuse my meteorological terms here, but there was sheet and fork like me. And I love that. I love when you get a bit of fork right through the middle of a sheet. It's beautiful. I do like weather, not as much as Captain Paul, but I do like it. But we read that the day after unexpectedly large lightning shows peppered the metropolitan area, we're being told, areas north and east of Perth are being told to prepare for severe thunderstorms. It's interesting. This story has come off the west.com website, but it just says the weather is not considered unusual for this time of year. It doesn't quote the Bureau saying that or anything, but I beg to differ.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. I mean, you know, what is unusual? It's the opposite of usual. And this weather is not usual.
No, it's
I'm not a meteorologist, but I've been getting up and living in the weather for quite a few years. And I know that this is not normal summer in Perth. It's not.
It's a little bit all over the place, really.
Oh, summer come, you know, kind of what we call autumn. But doesn't start till the middle
when
of
When was it? It was 2010.
Yeah, it was March 22nd,
right.
2010, that we had that astronomically unusual hailstorm. It is the costliest natural disaster in Western Australian history still to this day. The damage bill was estimated at $1.08 billion. Who can forget all those dimpled car tops from the hail?
Have you seen any of them around lately?
I saw one literally just about a month ago, and it had been years since I'd seen one. I was like, wow. You're still waiting. Have you not looked at the top of your car? Did you not know?
It's funny because that's sort of become like the, I don't know, whenever you sort of drive past one of those, if people were a little bit too young and now they're just old enough to tell them the story of the freak storm from 2010.
Oh, it was unreal.
You see that car, son? That car was from the freak storm of 2010.
3 centimetre to 6 centimetre hailstones. We're up on Roberts Road here in Subiaco. We're on the second floor and we were playing Spot the Dimpled Car for months afterwards, and that first few days, we reckon every fourth or fifth car had dimples on top.
There's a golf ball.
So it's
there's
not
another golf ball.
Usual, yes.
Oh,
weather.
Oh, how good. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, every piece of them is made right here in WA. Does that sound weird? Well, at Pasta Cup, every piece of pasta is made fresh right here in WA too.